Hey, welcome in time for our first daily editorial. Probably only going to do one daily editorial today, but we want to first of all answer a couple of questions for Abalon. Eddie, you're a great guy. Also want to thank Irish Tony for bringing to our attention the situation at Wink Wink here. In Jimmy and his wife were very well aware of that. Let me make a comment on that. I did post, by the way, a video, thanks to Corey, pertaining to the Christian Network's opinion of this particular store. The only comment I want to make is, got a comment from CFS who said, with my libertarian tendencies, I really kind of am disregarding this whole deal in a sense, as long as what they're doing is legal. I want to make a comment. It is legal, and number one, but number two, more importantly, it's immoral in my mind. But also, morality is something that I have also always maintained that you cannot legislate. And the only thing I would say about this woman is, you know, I wouldn't date her if back in my heyday. I wouldn't even take a second look at her back in my heyday. And that could be the reason that perhaps she's doing what she's doing. I don't know, but I have to say it is legal. She does happen to be the president of the school board in Bellingham. I don't have any kids going to school in Bellingham in the public school system, and I would have to say I never would, and I never will. Having said that, the CFS, you make an interesting point. It's an interesting point about our country, the morality of our country. I think everybody has to admit at this point in time is really in the toilet, but it's in the toilet to me because I happen to be a Christian. If I were an agnostic or an atheist, I really wouldn't care, but I'm not an agnostic or an atheist. And quite frankly, I'm looking forward to my judgment day because that's something that's going to last for eternity. If I had a store in Bellingham that was selling questionable material to minors, that's a very short-lived. The profits that I would make from that particular store is very short-lived, and for that reason I feel truly sorry for that woman. Jimmy, you have some comments you want to make to Eddie.
Yeah, I just, you know, in his comments he asked about what the Republican Party's doing and if they're catching up, and I wanted to answer a couple of his questions, and I'll tell him straight up that no, the Republican Party is not up on good analytics yet. They're getting there. They're trying harder. And of course, I don't speak for the entire Republican Party, but the problem with the Republican Party is they have not been up to date. They've been behind on that. And of course, the tech companies have been sort of supporting the Democrats directly. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they've been supporting and providing data to the Democrats. And of course, you know, those big corporations control a lot. So that's very difficult. Republicans are continually on the defensive. And I think that's partly because the typical conservative wants to trust the system. You know, we want to believe in our government. We want to, you know, support it. And I think it's a wake-up call to realize how deeply embedded some of these corrupt ideologies and, of course, the corporate corruption that is funding and controlling a lot of the information. And conservatives just, you know, hopefully are waking up to it, but they just really keep a low profile because they want to believe that things will be okay. And we want to do things in that we trust that the people that work for the government want better for America. And I don't think that's always the case, especially with the amount of corruption we've got. The individual, the Republican, looks at facts and analytics. The Democrat or the liberal looks at emotion. That's driving a big change in our society, especially when the media and corporations and corrupt politicians are using emotion and the real tool of fear to intimidate and isolate people. So that's really tough. And then, you know, we've got a world right now that was really driven by hate, hate for Donald Trump, hate for the ideas of America. And, you know, they've convinced many people, the powerful elite have convinced people that It's actually not right or not fair to isolate and to identify these sexist, you know, like the sex shop lady or the progressives or the illegal immigrants as bad people. And I don't think Republicans look at them as bad people. They look at it as bad policy. But the Democrats have, and the liberals, actually the very powerful elite, are using that fear and intimidation to separate and isolate. I did want to follow up with Abilene. I don't make any money for this. I've been all volunteer with your show, with everything I do, with the radio station that I do locally here. I do this just because I want to better my community, and I'm committed to that, and I want to better the people around me. And, you know, our family motto is to improve ourselves and the lives of those around us. And, you know, we feel very strongly about that. And I've committed my life to this nation, to the Constitution, and I'm going to continue to fight for it. So that's where I am, and that's what the way I look at what's happening in America. I think the party is having a challenging time catching up. And I think partly is because they're split between this ideology that, you know, they want things the way that it is. And that's a lot of the senior elected officials in Washington, D.C. don't like Donald Trump because he was definitely against or America First in particular, maybe not Trump. They use Trump as the evil vehicle, but they don't like the idea of changing the way things work. And since they know how things work, they know what it takes to get the money from the corporations. They know what it takes in order to get them to win elections. They're willing to sacrifice this nation and the morality and the integrity of the system. And that's what's frustrating to me and why I'm standing up.
You know, and I want to say what Jimmy just said really parallels my thoughts exactly. I made pretty good money when I was running my business, and that was, thank God, for about 40 years. And I basically gave the program to Corey because Corey's a really good guy and he deserved a chance. So I basically struck a deal with him on a handshake where he could have the show. And I feel, as I mentioned to him on the phone the other day, leaving a legacy like that where he can make the kind of money that I believe he's making is much more valuable to me than making any specific dollars. Specifically for doing this, I'm in it for exactly the same. And by doing this, I mean the radio program. I'm doing this exactly for the same reason that Doc is doing it, that Jimmy is doing it, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm doing it because I really happen to enjoy being able to voice my opinion, and because of you folks on the blog, our opinion is getting to be pretty strong out there. It's a pleasure for me, and I know Jimmy and Doc, to be able to express what we believe is morally correct in the United States today. I have to say that I'm very, very disappointed in what's happening in America today. I have lost respect for many of my close friends over the years because of their beliefs that, you know, they don't have any beliefs necessarily about the financial system, but they have beliefs about the morality in America, and I simply do not share those beliefs anymore. And it's a pleasure to be able to know that there are people out there like all of you folks, I have to say, guys and gals. And I truly appreciate the fact that you're with us here. We are here because we believe that America needs a bit of a change. We don't necessarily mean that that change needs to come with, what's the best way to put this, that change doesn't need to come with violence or what have you. We simply believe that people will start understanding the role of God in our society, and they will eventually wake up and begin to not patronize places like that bookstore in Bellingham. I guarantee you my level of business in Bellingham is going to go down significantly because I know that the powers that be in that city believe that that business is fine and there is no reason that the lady who owns Wink Wink shouldn't be the president of the school board. I strongly disagree with that. What do you guys think out there? Jimmy, anything else you want to bring up? Let's talk a little bit about the fact that because of the amount of welfare that's being sent out by the federal government, people aren't even searching for jobs. If I want to get somebody, and I can tell you this right now as a fact, If I want to get a young person today to help me doing what I call honey-do things around the house that I'm physically not able to do today, to get people to even come out and give me a bid on what they're going to charge, I have to guarantee them, first of all, a minimum of $50 an hour. What does that say about our country, Jim?
It's nuts. I think it boils down to basically both issues, the morality issue and then what the work ethic issue and the government funding and supporting, basically supporting people's inability, their desire not to get involved. I think we've developed a privileged society. A lot of parents over the last, especially parents of millennials, have wanted to do the best for their kids. The America has done really well. We gave them so much, and now they go into, basically indoctrination in schools, and they get this idea that, everything they can work for a nonprofit, nonprofits or the government, but they don't realize what the real cost. Those are liabilities. They're not assets. When you pay for government, you pay for, donate money to your local, homeless shelter and all those companies and nonprofits that make a huge amount of money off these government subsidies, as well as getting direct payments. Somebody's got to pay for that. And that has to come from manufacturing. It has to come from services. It has to come from industry. A lot of young Americans don't realize that. They think that gaming is a future, that they can go ahead and just produce electrons and somehow that's going to take care of all their needs. And then they can go ahead and buy their Tesla and they can make a ton of money. And I've got a couple of kids, well, one that's in the tech company, makes a ton of money. But that morality issue that has taken us really millennial of evolution. When I say millennium of evolution, I mean, people came up with these rules over time in order to better our community and society. And in a very rapid period, we're destroying those basic fundamental principles of morality, of faith in something bigger than ourselves. And it's all about us, and it's about basically, hey, who's going to take care of me in a nanny state? And it really comes down to, I just say, bad parenting and bad understanding of how economics work. And it's destroying us. It's destroying our society right now.
I had a boss one time when I still had a job working for somebody else who called your wages your report card on life. If you made good money, you got a great report. That meant that you were doing really well and you got a great report card. I feel so sorry for that individual. I don't even know what he's doing today. But I'll tell you, I ended up my career with a legacy. I don't think he did. But it's too bad. People have to be cognizant of trying to make society a better place. And in America today, the majority of Americans don't try to make their society a better place. Jim, you got the final word, bud.
Well, I just think that we do have to push back on this, and I do think Americans are beginning to wake up. Even in Bellingham, I imagine a lot of parents were very upset with this person reading, the teacher reading the transgender book to the first graders, and they pushed back. And of course, the answer from the school board president was nothing, and the answer from the superintendent from the district was, you know what, this hateful speech pushing back. Well, it's just parents are angry. Hopefully, they're going to wake up and say, you know what, we've gone too far down this rat hole, and we're going to destroy ourselves. And that's where I'm hoping we can continue to speak honestly, question the narratives, do the best we can to provide information, and go ahead and get people to stand up and say, this is enough.
Amen. I hope that happens. How about you guys?